This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S.-led forces have ended their combat mission in Iraq, a move that transfers all remaining troops into a training and advising role. Iraqi military commanders and officials from the coalition led by the United States said on Thursday, quote, as we complete our combat role, we will remain here to advise, assist, and enable the ISF, Iraqi Security Forces, at the invitation of Republic of Iraq. Coalition Commander Major General John W. Brennan Jr. said in a statement, the U.S.-led coalition began its mission in 2014 to defeat the Islamic State after militants took over vast areas of Iraq and neighboring Syria. Since the group's military defeat in 2017, Islamic State fighters have been unable to hold territory but are waging a continued low-level insurgency that regularly kills Iraqi soldiers and civilians in remote mountain and desert areas. U.S. President Joe Biden and Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi sealed an agreement in July to formally end the U.S. combat mission in Iraq by the end of this year. Myanmar's military government accused senior United Nations officials on Thursday of interference and making judgments based on, quote, distorted news, days after a storm of international criticism over the jailing of deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet was among several officials who denounced the conviction on Monday of Suu Kyi, Myanmar's elected leader who was ousted in a February 1st coup. The 76-year-old was sentenced to 4 years, commuted to two for incitement and COVID-19 violations, the first among nearly a dozen cases against her. She denies all the charges. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's president, Roch Marc Christian Kabore, faced demands Thursday for tougher action against the country's jihadist insurgency a day after the crisis claimed the job of the prime minister. Seeking to defuse anger over a bloody six-year-old campaign that has killed around 2,000 and forced 1.4 million from their homes, Kabore on Wednesday accepted the resignation of Burkina Faso's prime minister. The move also triggered the departure of the government. Under law, the resignation of the prime minister also requires the entire cabinet government to step down. Quote, a new prime minister and a government who are fighters have to be found and as quickly as possible, according to a state newspaper. Quote, the country does not need a time of drift with stopgap ministers just dealing with day-to-day business, said a senior member of a coalition civil society group. Quote, we are at war and we need a fighting government to take the situation back in hand, he said, calling for the new prime minister to be named within 24 hours. The body of India's defense chief arrived in New Delhi on Thursday, one day after he and 12 others were killed in a helicopter crash near a military academy. The 63-year-old was traveling with his wife and senior officers when their aircraft crashed in a forest in southern India, killing all but one soldier on board. His body arrived in the capital for Friday's funeral after a solemn ceremony near the accident site at an army base where an honor guard laid wreaths by the coffins of the victims. He was India's first chief of defense staff, a position the government established in 2019 and was seen as a close ally to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The general was headed to a college to address students and faculty on Wednesday when the chopper crashed in foggy conditions. India's Air Force is investigating what caused the accident. Austria plans to impose fines of up to 3,600 euros, about $4,000, on people who flout a coronavirus vaccine mandate it aims to introduce in February for all residents aged 14 and over, the health minister said Thursday. The government announced last month that it would implement a general vaccine mandate early next year, becoming the first European country to do so. It has drawn up details of the draft legislation in recent weeks, with backing from two of the three opposition parties in parliament. The health minister in Austria said there'll be exemptions for pregnant women, though he stressed that vaccinations are recommended for them too, for people who can't get vaccinated for medical reasons, and for people who have recovered from COVID-19 in the previous 6 months. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.